Musicians of God. Devotions based on the stained glass windows at Lutheran Church of Our Savior. One of the four stained glass windows in the admin wing of Lutheran Church of Our Savior Cupertino depicts the likeness of a musician of God, who may be better known to most of the world for his preaching than for the Christian hymns that are attributed to his composition. The blessed reformer, Dr. Martin Luther, a former monk gone reformer, who preached the apostolic teaching that sinners are justified before God by grace alone through faith in Christ alone apart from their own works, was also an astute musician and hymn writer. While he may not have faced a physical giant like King David facing Goliath of Gath, he did face a powerful doctrinal giant, that of the faith-crippling teachings of men that buried the truth of the gospel, the gift of salvation in Christ Jesus freely given to men apart from works, under a mountain of requisite works. His sermons and hymns were filled with the unburied, resurrected truth that salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil, being justified before God, therefore, was given freely to all who by the power of the Holy Spirit believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who made full atonement for all sin. In the midst of trial and the temptation to doubt God's almighty power to save, the word of God proclaimed in music served to protect the blessed reformer with the faith that he was made to be God's own, not by his own deeds or efforts, but by the power of God for salvation to all who believe. When faced with the spiritual giants who threatened his life and the true faith in Christ bestowed upon him, the mighty fortress of the Lord God Almighty's word kept Dr. Luther from unbelief and despair. When we look upon the stained glass window of Dr. Luther in the admin wing, we see the face of a man whose faith in Jesus Christ as his own Savior also moved him to have a deep appreciation for music and the role which music plays in keeping the Word of God alive in the minds and hearts of the faithful. A widely recognized quote from Dr. Luther states, "Next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world." Another states that, "Next to the Word of God, music deserves the highest praise. The gift of language combined with the gift of song was given to man to inform him that he should praise God with both word and music, namely, by proclamation through music." Perhaps one of the greatest challenges faced by Christians in their earthly sojourn is that of praising God in the midst of sufferings, trials, and various tribulations. It is this great and tremendous challenge that gives us reason to reflect on the stained glass window depicting Dr. Martin Luther, to reflect upon the Word of God that declares all sinners justified by grace through faith in Christ, and to cherish all the more the tremendous gift of music put to use by the blessed reformer who penned one of the greatest hymns in all Christendom. A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. He helps us free from every need that hath us now o'ertaken. The old evil foe now means deadly woe. Deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. On earth is not his equal. With might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss effected, but for us fights the valiant one, who God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, of Sabaoth Lord, and there's none other God. He holds the field forever. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none, he's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain, with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, God's fame, child and wife. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remains.